want to hear some break news?
February 1st, 2015, and you know what that means. It's Super Bowl Sunday, everybody!
Yeah, welcome to Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social. I'm Eric.
And I'm Ted.
And it's a big day today.
It's the biggest day.
It absolutely is. Are you excited, Ted?
Oh, man. Like, it's so funny. I was just thinking about it a little bit earlier. I was chatting with Mrs. Coach about this. And we were talking about it, almost irrelevant to a certain extent what teams are going to be in it. Like last year, even I really had no interest in either one of those teams that were playing last year. Was excited about Super Bowl Sunday.
How can you not be?
And when your team is in it, and I'm fortunate enough to live in New England,
right?
I'm also
you get the hometown discount on the fan, fanism,
without a doubt. And being a Cowboys fan.
Yep.
Has been pretty good to me throughout the years.
Sure, yeah, your quarterback got you 3 Super Bowls in the 90s.
Yeah, and I had Roger Staubach as a kid, you know, to lean
not
on.
Not a bad upbringing there for your Cowboys.
So, so this is a real special day, I think, not just for me, of course, but for America. So,
Because all of America collectively will be rooting as hard as they absolutely can. You know, for the Cheatriots to lose.
Of course they are. Yeah, because they're terrible.
Yes,
so
yeah,
so
awful,
why don't you take, why don't you, people. Why don't you, okay. All right, so
I gotta tell
our
you.
Landing gear has been retracted, and Eric is about to take off.
I can't. Dude, we're not going to spend, we already talked about this.
No, go ahead, man. Run it.
And I refuse to use the suffix. I'm not going to say what they call it. We're going to call it Bulgazi.
because the Benghazi scandal was so ridiculous.
Yes.
And this is ridiculous, so it's Bulgazi.
You know, I was talking to my mother the other night. She wanted to get my take on it because she knows I'm a Dolphins fan and I root against the Patriots any chance I get.
Yeah. And by the way, Barb is just in the salt of the earth.
Absolutely. So. And she, I don't know if she expected me to harp on it and jump on the bandwagon with everybody else. But, I mean, it sent me through the roof. I get charged up every time somebody asks me about it. And now we're at a point now, and when all this non-information keeps coming out, because that's what it is, non-information.
I have some follow-up on that.
There are more things pointing to the Patriots not doing a single damn thing to the ball than there is to the contrary. And yet, the media is still pushing this as, you know, if they win the Super Bowl, will it be tainted? You know, the Patriots and the cheating. Oh, look at the balls. They're going to be under, you know, National Guard, you know, in an armament and in a steel cage and, you know, landmines everywhere. It's so absurd that I can't even watch more than 2 minutes of football coverage.
And by the way, this was local stuff.
Yes.
Now, and for anybody, I know that we are on the internet. You can listen to, we've been listened to all over the world. And thank you for that, by the way.
Yes.
And while I'm saying that, don't forget to hit us up on Twitter at Eric and Ted ICS.
And
our Facebook page, facebook.com/Eric and Ted.
And iTunes, Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social. And Twitter at Eric and Ted ICS.
Also our website, ericandted.com.
Oh, because we said the Twitter already, didn't
we? It's okay, partner. But the reason why I bring that up is people think that there's going to be this local slant where there's going to... No,
they're jumping
the
on
local
too.
Guys, and it's actually been even a little bit worse from what I've heard around here, maybe due to the exposure that we're getting. But you'll have the one or two guys who are going, why is everybody losing their mind over this?
Well, now they are. Like, you know, if you listen to the other radio station, now that, you know, they have that stance, same thing as we do, how ridiculous this is. But if you cared to listen when it was all going on... Even the local guys were saying, "Oh, well, then how did Belichick not know? And Brady's lying. I don't believe. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
That's the Brady lying thing. You started to bring up a little bit earlier some of the quarterbacks of the past.
Oh my God! So what's even more disappointing in all of this?
Mm-hmm.
I was a big fan of Joe Montana growing up.
I think, and by the way, as a Cowboy fan. The catch, 1982, and I've said this before. The throw, the catch. 1982, cried so bad I couldn't even go to school the next day.
Yep.
Was one of the, I guess I consider myself lucky that one of the worst moments of my life was that. But was one of the worst professional sports moments that ever could possibly have happened to me.
It's like when Pete Stojanovic missed a field goal that would have sent him into the AFC Championship game against the Bills, and he missed it, and I cried like a baby.
Now, given that, love Joe Montana.
Yeah.
I love this guy.
He was a class act. He was a winner. How could you not?
Every single thing that this guy did all the way up until Thursday.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Joe Montana now comes out and he's on Tom Brady now.
Well, I can give you a little bit of a recap on what happened here.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to know exactly what he said, but I know it wasn't very flattering.
Well, one of the things that came up was a news media member from Boston, mm-hmm. from our local market, went to the Radio Row, you know, kind of interview thing and saw Joe Montana and said to him, Tom Brady says he will never be in your class. You are his idol.
Oh, yeah. That's no secret. Everybody knows it. Yep. Joe Montana was Tom Brady's idol growing up as a kid.
They kept flashing this week this picture of Tom Brady going out for Halloween
dressed as Joe Montana.
And so he says, where do you put Tom Brady in the hierarchy of quarterbacks? And Joe Montana, to his credit, actually said, I don't rank guys like that because of something that you and I brought up 100 times. When people play in different eras, you can't compare statistics.
You just can't do it.
And then somebody else said, what do you think about Balghazi? And he said, oh, there's absolutely no way on earth that Tom Brady didn't order those footballs to be underinflated.
Who the hell are you?
He's Joe Montana, one.
Right.
But the problem here is that I sort of don't think that he meant that.
So you're trying to say that he meant, and something that I have said, that if the ball boy deflated the footballs, the only reason he did it was because it was at the behest of the quarterback, as in a ball boy would never do it without the quarterback knowing because that would screw up the quarterback.
Well, because let's go back because I think this is a good time to come in with some of the latest developments on Balghazi. Roger Goodell, let's see.
Dude's like a sack of potatoes.
Dude is crashing and burning. It's seriously like watching a car crash in slow motion. Like this guy's this year for him. Yeah. And remember when the Ray Rice thing was going on?
But every time he has an opportunity to change it, he doesn't. So it's his own doing.
Well, of course. And one of the things is I had said to you, this will be his last season. And when I was talking about Ray Rice, and you said by week four, nobody will care. And that was you were close to right on that, but so many things kept happening. So Roger Goodell goes up and he gives the state of the NFL thing, and he kind of talks about how, I sort of had my head in my ass this year, and it was a difficult year for us all, and I'm learning, and at 44,
$44 million a year. You're learning at $44 million a year.
Yeah, okay, but that's okay.
Yep.
So he's talking about all of the and a guy from the Boston Globe says, Commissioner Goodell, have the officials ever measured the air pressure in the footballs at halftime ever in the history of the NFL?
What was his answer?
I don't have that information. I'll have to get that information for you.
Which means he won't.
No, which means that they're boned.
Yeah.
And this brings up the next and very, very, very important question. Did the NFL attempt to trap the Patriots in something?
Absolutely.
Well, you say absolutely out of hand. All right.
Well, first of all, we know that Goodell has it out for Belichick.
Well, but see, here's the thing. He may have it out for Belichick, but I don't think Richard Sherman was wrong this week when he talked about the relationship between Robert Kraft and Roger Goodell.
Yes.
Like, and when you're talking about, listen, granted that Belichick is a 20-year coach on a team, that's like Landry-esque, okay? We got that. That's separate from normal, but coaches last 3, 4, 5 years most of the time.
Sure.
Ownership
and the
is
good
forever.
Ones, the good ones are like 7 to 10.
When Roger Goodell was peeing down his leg when he was the commissioner version of Peyton Manning in the playoffs at the beginning of the season.
Yep.
And the only guy that really stood by him in the media and openly was Robert Kraft.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you have it in for Belichick, then you have it in for Kraft. Kraft's the only guy who came to your rescue.
Okay, then how does Goodell in this state of the NFL not address the lack of evidence? Not address the firestorm that has surrounded
it? Because they put
it
off on Ken Wells, that the attorney that's taking care of it. Listen, the thing that they did when they brought in this third party was created that vacuum of third-party blame.
Oh, this guy.
Thank you.
You got to go ask this guy. He's handling it now.
All the time.
Yep.
Like, seriously, I...
Yep.
All the time.
This guy.
Third-party blame. Yep. Ask this guy. That was him.
We've turned it over to him.
So the very thing that everybody was blaming Belichick for, throwing Tom Brady under the bus, quote-unquote, which
was absurd. Clearly. And again, local media said the same stuff. Oh, how could he do that? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
That they knew? You ask Tom. He's the quarterback. Does he like his balls? Ask Tom.
Is it starting to become clearer to everybody why they look so shell-shocked during their press conferences? Like, why did they look
clear
like
to me?
What are you kidding
me? Because it's absurd. When you had nothing to do with whatever subject is being broached, and that subject is absolutely ludicrous, you don't know it. Like, you're up there like, oh, okay, I'll answer your questions, but...
Excuse me. Can you please explain to me why there is a giant pothole two streets over from here? Okay, no.
You got it.
No. Be quiet. Because I know that you had to have had... if you have a bad pothole in your neighborhood, it absolutely had to be. See?
Yeah. It's stupid.
What the hell is that?
Yep. But the NFL has allowed it to keep snowballing. That's what's so frustrating. The NFL has allowed this stuff, this non-information is what I'm calling it, because it's all non-information, and has allowed it to keep coming out and be the focus day in and day out, and they still haven't squashed it. That's so irresponsible.
Well, so now...
How's that fair? How's that fair to the Patriots?
Going back to were the balls ever inspected ever at halftime, and he doesn't know. So you're the $44 million a year commissioner. This guy stood by you. Forget about Belichick. You've actually said this to me before. He's got it in for Belichick. Why? Why does he have it in for Belichick?
Because Belichick lied to him.
When?
With the Spygate.
But
he took that so personally.
But he didn't lie.
He thinks he did. In his opinion, he said it. He straight lied to me. You lied to my face.
Oh, so wait. Did we find out if he saw the video of Ray Rice pummeling her?
What video?
Oh, exactly. Thank you.
They wouldn't give it to me.
Oh, that's right.
I tried.
That's right. So where's, again, that's why I'm talking about this thing that was like a train wreck. Mm. So did the NFL, at this point it's starting to become more and more clear, did the NFL have some sort of inkling that the Patriots were possibly underinflating the footballs on their own?
It came from Baltimore.
We probably
know this.
We know that it probably did.
It did. Okay. It came from Baltimore.
All right.
And they pushed the envelope and they passed the information on to the Colts, who also voiced their concerns. And so the NFL was like, we're gonna test these balls at halftime. And I wouldn't even be surprised if, on purpose, they didn't really check the balls to begin with.
Then hold on. So what you're saying, now, as the Patriots are being accused of tampering with the integrity of the game.
Yeah, the integrity. Wait, exactly.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
The league itself allowed tainted equipment
to be put into play.
What
they believed. To be tainted.
They had reasonable belief.
If you think it or not, and what their intention was, we're going to let this go out into the field.
So
what do the Colts think about that?
What did the Colts think? So the Colts, were they part of that? Like, what happened? So the NFL allowed a game to be kicked off to continue to have these guys out there knowing full well that the equipment being used, the important football,
might be tainted with,
not of league standard.
Although it was. Clearly.
Okay.
Clearly was.
Okay. Now, so the NFL was basically going to allow a game to be played against its own rules.
Yep.
To try to trap the Patriots?
Yep. Try to catch them red-handed.
That's just frigging insane.
Yeah. That's sociopathic.
That's absurd. That's just about as crazy as I could conceive of.
That's why it's like, I don't know how much more we could talk about it, because it's, I can't really think of any other adjectives other than utterly absurd. This whole thing is absurd and frustrating. And it's not good TV. It's not good media. It's not a good story. It's a black eye on the NFL, and not because the balls were tainted, it's because of how it's been handled.
And
Tom Brady's not going to be talked till after the season? Okay.
Really?
So, but this instead, was going to be wrapped up in 2 to 3 days. Do you remember that, by
yep,
the way?
Yep.
This was going to be wrapped up in 2 to 3 days when this all went down.
Yep.
So it's now been 2 weeks, and now it's still not going to be done for
and
at least
we are,
another week.
We are at Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
And
we now, are here.
We're here.
And the Patriots, whether you like it or not, are playing in this game.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Michael Wilbon.
Yes.
Now, that's the other thing. How many major members of the media, Wilbon and Kornheiser, who I like.
Yeah, jumped all over it, just piled on. With what information?
With nothing.
That's journalistic irresponsibility.
ESPN, like, ESPN has lost what little credibility it had yeah, with me.
I don't think they know how far-reaching and off-putting it's been.
They should be off-putting.
They should be off-putting.
They should be. But no, in all seriousness, ESPN has gone so far in the other direction on all of this stuff. That I just
well, he's just a punk-ass errand boy working for an international syndicate of fashion designers.
Oh, they must be talking about the ball boy.
Yeah, he's a punk-ass errand boy. But no, but Michael Wilbon, like wanting them to vacate their championships yeah, and things.
Yeah.
For what?
You just made yourself sound so stupid.
You know why? Dude's a Cubs fan. Dude's a Bears fan. You know, like, but
I'm sorry, your team sucks.
Let's go back around. Now, here's the answer to the question. The question is why does the nation, the world hate the New England Patriots?
Because they win and they're better than you. Tom Brady has more postseason wins than 20 NFL
21.
franchises. 21 NFL
21
franchises.
NFL franchises.
Franchises. Yes.
Okay. He's in his 6th Super Bowl.
4th straight AFC Championship game
since,
last week.
Since Super Bowl 3. The New York Jets have appeared in 4 AFC Championship games.
And in the last 4 years?
No, the Patriots have been in the last 4. So this is why. Cleveland, how many championship runs have the Cleveland Browns been on?
You can answer that question.
Thank you. The Bengals, they were on 1, maybe 2, whatever.
Yep.
Every team in the league sits there and goes, in January, oh, the Patriots again.
Yeah.
Ugh, the Patriots.
There's got to be a reason.
There's got to
be a
reason
why they're better
than
us. It can't
be that they're just better.
They're better coached and better conditioned and better trained and just better.
Yeah. It can't be that.
People hated the Steelers of the 70s. They hated Bradshaw.
Yep.
Okay. They hated the Bears.
Yep.
They hated Green Bay.
Yep.
Everybody hated Dallas in the 90s.
Yep.
Everybody hated the Bulls.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Right.
Except.
But nobody accused Jordan of cheating.
No. No, they didn't.
Not maybe a push off here and there, but
no, but
never the integrity of the game and yada habaduda.
All right, so let me throw this at you. Okay, I illegally prepare a football. Hopefully, I can sneak it by you on your pregame check.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay, I'm Aaron Rodgers. Okay, oh, wait, hold on. I point a camera at your defensive coordinator signals.
Where 80,000 people can see the same guy.
Where 80,000 people are there too. So who am I?
Smart.
Jimmy Johnson.
Oh,
two-time
yeah,
Super Bowl winning quarterback in Dallas Cowboys. I'm about to play.
Cower. Cower did the same stuff.
Wait. I'm watching the game on the Jumbotron from the sidelines. And a divisional rival is about to return a kick. And I walk onto the field.
Oh, you're Mike Tomlin.
I'm Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Oh.
You tried to end that guy's career.
You tried to end that guy's career. I am watching a game with my entire coaching staff, and they set up a wall just on the outside of the sidelines. I'm the New York Jets coaching staff, where if anybody comes off the side, they run into 9 coaches with their knees out.
Yep.
Against the Dolphins that day.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Yep.
Guy
was fired.
Yeah.
Guy was
fired. That guy was fired because he fell on the sword.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy fell on the sword.
Yeah, he did it out of his own accord.
Yeah. Now, it's the coldest game in NFL history, and it's being played outdoors. And miraculously and mysteriously, the heating machines that keep the field from freezing solid
broke.
Get shut off.
Yeah.
Right before the game. Mm. Who am I?
Yeah.
I'm the biggest cheater in the history of football, Vince Lombardi. Vince Lombardi at the
Ice
Bowl.
He was on my coaching Mount Rushmore.
Vince Lombardi, before that, before the Ice Bowl, shut off the heaters. Oh, and by the way, Vince Lombardi, who started his coaching career, and I'm going to leave this segment with this. Vince Lombardi started his coaching career at West Point.
Yes, he did.
Wonderful football program. West Point's a military academy.
Sure is.
And so guess what he did? He employed the code breakers that worked at West Point that were learning to break the codes and hand signals.
You mean he used what he had around him to
that other
succeed?
Teams were doing?
Yeah.
And it was totally against every rule that was written
Smart
at the
man.
Time. It certainly was. Now, don't forget to hit us up on Twitter at Eric and Ted ICS.
And our website, ericandted.com.
Facebook.com/Eric and Ted.
And iTunes. Search Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social and subscribe.
And it's back to Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social.
Hi, I'm Eric.
And I'm Ted, and it's time to talk about the actual game.
Oh, there's a game.
There is. And it's actually probably going to be a pretty fun game for about a quarter.
I think it's going to be fun throughout. Let me get that straight right now. Let me also clarify, I'm still a Seahawks fan. Still want the Seahawks to win. I want them to go back-to-back. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. I don't want the Seahawks to win, although I definitely warmed on them a little bit over the course of the year. I thought they had a lot, they showed they had a lot more fight.
They did. Oh, absolutely. Than I thought from the start they had, absolutely. They definitely showed they had the fight in the dog.
Yeah, so this is sort of like my mea culpa with the Seahawks and everything surrounding them, where I still don't know how Pete Carroll is a good coach.
How he's doing what he's doing?
Yeah, like, I don't know. You know what? Like, it's... But their special teams coordinator...
Yep.
...puts together that Charlie Brown play from the...
The smartest people surround themselves with the smartest people.
And dude surrounded himself with some smart people because something's going on there. Now, conversation that came up a little bit during the course of the week. I was talking to somebody about it. So we know now the answer to... Brady and Manning.
Brady.
Clearly. In the next generation of that.
And he's still unsure if he's coming back. It's a mental thing, not a physical thing.
Who?
Manning.
Oh.
Yeah. Irrelevant. No, it just came out yesterday. He's still thinking about it.
It came out why?
Yeah, because there was nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, Peyton, shh. Okay. Aren't you supposed to be delivering my pizza, Papa John?
You dick. Papa John. By the way, who was eating somebody else's pizza in New York with a fork and knife.
What a fucking knife.
Fork and knife.
What a fork.
Your Papa John. You're caught on camera eating pizza with a fork and knife.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
I never liked his pizza anyway.
Yeah, screw him. Well, we live in New England. We're pretty much Italians.
We have Italians and Greeks everywhere. Yeah, so more Italians, we have good pizza. Then. We don't need your freaking Papa John's pizza. Yeah,
we're all set.
Yeah.
But the next generation of the Brady Manning quarterback conversation, right?
Is what? Luck and Wilson.
Luck and Wilson.
Yep. Two different types of quarterbacks. Both are going to be uber successful. Wilson might end up with more Super Bowl rings.
And I think it's Wilson is the Brady of that pairing.
I agree.
After this year?
I agree. Yep.
After watching what happened this year, and really myself, I thought that I really had Andrew Luck turning a corner. Like
he did. No. Every year he's gotten one game farther in the playoffs.
Then why isn't he getting... Well, no, you know what? He's gotten one year farther in the playoffs, sure.
Every year.
But Russell Wilson's already won a Super Bowl, and he's back in his second one.
Yes, he is.
So, like,
He has Marshawn Lynch. He has the best defense in the NFL. And they're very passionate over there. I mean, I know that it's kind of simplistic, but... They got a lot of passion, and passion can win you some
games.
They're
like a baby New York. They got a lot of culture there.
A lot of culture. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Indianapolis needs to surround him with some talent.
Well, yeah. He has some offensive talent.
He's going to be fine.
I just see that, like, there's something about Russell Wilson. And let me throw this at you. Russell Wilson is 5-0 in overtime games.
Yep.
5-0. In those overtime games, now a perfect is, 158.3.
Yeah.
All right? His quarterback rating in overtime.
Like, what, 157?
155.8.
155,
all right. He's almost flawless in overtime. Mm-hmm. Almost flawless in overtime.
Yep.
He has got the it. Whatever it is, yep. And however and you define it. And he's had plenty of
come-from-behind wins in the fourth quarter.
Yep. Down by two scores with 5 minutes left to go against the Green Bay Packers, and the Packers have the ball.
Yeah.
All right. Now, yes, the Packers, you know, choked
missed
on it.
So many opportunities to put this game away from Jump Street all the way at the end.
Now, I also, during the Radio Row interviews, had an opportunity to hear the Joe Flacco of defense. That would be Clay Matthews.
Mm.
The greatest defensive player in the history of the NFL.
Right.
Guy sucks. What a dick.
Mm.
So he was on talking about why
he made one good tackle that game.
Oh, and he also had that that just total BS block that he threw on Wilson. What a clown.
Yeah, really.
Like you,
that was hard.
Yeah, what a just...
I'm surprised he got back up off of that.
Dude, yes, you know what? The hit was devastating, and it was brutal.
It was also on a quarterback who was standing there and not looking at you and nobody in front of him to block.
I
could have put a hit on him.
Such a lame ass, like... What a clown that guy is.
What did that prove for you, Mr. Matthews?
You know what it proved?
Is your grandpappy happy? Your grandpappy proud of you?
Apparently what that did was that must have taken something out of him because at the most important point of that game,
shriveled up
he
like
was
a prune.
Suffering from fatigue and he couldn't
He's
go
a
out
tired
there.
Guy. Tired
he
guy.
Was tired. Dude.
Tired. Needs more protein.
You know what? I wonder what his dad thought of that.
Protein and pearl tongue.
Oh, what a jerk. What a clown. I'm sorry, man. But like, get back to the game. So I could go off on Clay Matthews forever. But so who do you have as a final score of this game? How do you see this game playing out?
Well, some people think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I mean, I guess that's an easy guess. I believe it's going to be something along the lines of 35-21, 35-17.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a two-score game. It's a two-score win for the Patriots,
but
not as close as a two-score game would be.
Okay, so you have the kind of that, I don't even want to call it garbage time in the Super Bowl,
but it'll garbage be a garbage time. Yeah.
Sure.
And I don't even feel right saying, I don't feel right saying that because the Seahawks are a better team than that. And their defense is astounding. But I believe in intangibles. And what's been going on with this crap, you know, a team doesn't need more motivation to step up for a big game, but it's still there.
Yeah.
Belichick's not going to lose this game. He's not going to allow it. Brady's not going to allow his team to lose this game. And I think you're going to see the best of the Patriots that you've seen all season tomorrow. Today, I'm sorry.
Yeah, today.
Yep.
And I think that one of the things, if you look at the trajectories of these, when right before the championship games went, Vegas started to set the lines.
Yeah, at first it was Seahawks by 2.5.
2.5.
Right when it came out.
And
what's it at now?
It's at right now the Seahawks even? Getting a point.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. All right. And so the money.
I figured it'd be a pick 'em at the end of it.
It is. It's at...
Tomorrow it'll be today. Later today it'll be a pick 'em.
Yeah, later today it'll be a pick 'em because when you start to see the money start to fluctuate, that's what's going to change.
Yeah, exactly.
Line.
That's what changes this.
And so when you had them at a 2.5 point favorite, watch the last game that each one of those two teams played. Now the Colts are no small shakes. They had T.Y. Hilton,
of course.
They have Andrew Luck. Like the Colts
the
were in
the defense
AFC
are decent. The defense is decent.
They had come back. They had actually started to get a lot better.
Yeah.
And they had done a great job of protecting Andrew Luck all season long. What do you have, 40 touchdowns, 16 picks?
Something like that. He had a good season. He had a great season.
He had an awesome season.
Absolutely.
If you play fantasy football and you lost or
I had Andrew Luck. And the only reason I didn't win the Super Bowl is because it's the one game I decided to bench Mike Wallace. I digress.
Thank you. So, the Patriots destroyed the Colts.
Yes.
With
underinflated and then reinflated balls. Matter of fact, his QB rating in the second half with the reinflated ball, so to speak.
Dude, and it was...
Phenomenal. It was better than his first half.
And it was biblical.
Yep. Nothing was going to save the Indianapolis Colts against the Patriots.
That weather was biblical. It was ridiculous.
And they're lucky that it wasn't 20 degrees.
Yeah. If it
would have been 53-3. They wouldn't even have gotten that touchdown.
The thing about their touchdown, too, it was interesting, was when they scored it, It was at the time, it was, I think, 14 to nothing.
And yeah.
They got the ball.
Yeah, or 21 nothing?
No, one it was 17-7 at the end of the half.
Thank
so.
You, yeah.
So it was, yep. Seven, yep. It was either 14
yes.
or 17.
Yep.
And it was, the Patriots seemed to be somewhat effortless when they scored.
Yeah.
Until they had to get stopped, they got stopped and they had to kick the field goal.
Yep.
It genuinely looked like every single thing that the Colts did to try to get yardage was like hard labor.
Oh, yeah.
They had to struggle.
That touchdown
for that.
Was, yeah. And, that was a lot of work for that.
And it was
touchdown.
Allowed on a third down penalty by yes. Vince Wilfork.
Yep.
That, or that would have been
big
a
big penalty. Yeah.
So, with what I saw from the Patriots,
yep.
I don't see them losing the game. Forget about all the noise. Okay?
Yeah, that's sure, sure. Team.
If the Patriots get out ahead, here's the biggest factor in this game for me right now.
Blount?
I don't think the Seahawks offense can make up two scores at any point in the game. If
against the Patriots?
If the Patriots are ahead by two scores, at any point in this game, it's a wrap. Even if it's the first quarter.
I don't even want to say, even though I have the Patriots winning by a considerable amount,
yep.
I can't really get behind that, only because when a team goes up by two scores, the very next possession is the most important possession of the game. And that's how I see that. So the Patriots say they go up 14-0.
Mm-hmm.
And the Seahawks get the ball back. The Seahawks score a touchdown on that drive. That negates it. That's how I always see that. Is the next possession is the most important possession of the game. They punt or they go and get a field goal. You're right. You're not coming back from that. You got one shot to stay in it after down two scores. And that's the very next possession.
And this is the problem. Because they don't have the bullets in their gun. To the Seahawks are not putting up 40 points in this game.
Absolutely not.
They're going to need 40 points to win this game.
Yeah, I believe so. And at least 30.
Let's call it 30. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're going to need 30 points to win this
they're
game.
They're not.
Now, this is kind of a difficult statistic for Patriots fans to even think about, but in Bill Belichick and Tom Brady's previous five Super Bowls, the total number of points they've scored.
Super Bowls.
Their previous five Super Bowls. Total number of points scored in the first quarter of all five. Combined? Total number of points.
It can't be much.
Zero. The Patriots have never once in this era scored a first quarter
point. How do I not know that?
They have never once scored a first quarter point in any of their Super Bowls.
First quarter, not first half.
Not first half. No, okay. In the first quarter. All right. They have never once scored a touchdown, field goal, safety, nothing.
Nothing. No never points scored. On the board in the first five quarters of those five Super Bowls.
Correct.
Yep.
So they are going into tomorrow.
That's not going to happen. Today, that's not
going
to happen.
Who knows? So they're going into the Super Bowl. And
they scored 10 points in the first quarter.
Sure. If they score 10 points in the first quarter, and if it starts to feel like they've figured something out, because, one, if there is the possibility of putting a blueprint down on how to solve a team, the Packers did a very good job for 55 minutes on showing how to control Russell Wilson.
They played a great game.
They shut him out. For 50 minutes or whatever. Yep. That right there, if you take that and then combine it with, I think that Lacy, they didn't give Lacy the
ball
enough.
Well, I was just going to say, they also gave the blueprint of what not to do against Seattle.
They abandoned their run early.
And don't give them extra chances. You cannot give Seattle and
extra
Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch, a team that will run the ball down by two scores with 4 minutes left, because that's how good they are.
Yes. And this is where there are some important guys that come into play here. Jamie Collins is a big one.
He's
going to
be huge. Yeah, Chandler Jones has got to have a huge game.
Chandler Jones has to have a big game. Now, and the thing I like about Chandler Jones.
Actually, yeah, I think he's going to be very important.
The thing about Chandler Jones for me, too, that I've found to be the thing that I like most about Chandler Jones is how miraculously disciplined he is for such a young player.
Yep.
He can stay and play his position as tight as anybody in the league. If his job is to hold contain, he will hold contain. If it's to get the quarterback, he'll get the quarterback. The guy is a future superstar in a long line of Andre Tippett and Teddy Bruschi and Teddy Johnson and all of these linebackers that have come through New England. This guy is a guy that we want to have here for a decade to come. This guy is something special. And he's Julius Peppers with a little bit more speed and a little bit less weight.
Yeah, a little bit more tread on the tire.
Yeah, and this is a big, big, big coming out party, I think, for the Patriots defense. Yep. This is an important thing
for them. I think Will Fork's going to have a big game. I think he's going to make it very difficult for Marshawn to run between the tackles.
If that's the thing, if Will Fork just plays in that those A gaps and just stays there and it can't get moved out of the way, that all of a sudden there's one third of the line that's gone.
Yep.
If Chandler Jones,
like taking away half the field, you know, the big shutdown corners, taking away the right side.
We were talking about corners earlier, and
it's not going to factor in as much as people think because neither team
has the receiver. But exactly. Until you know. You talk about Darrell Revis is somewhat wasted in this game, okay? Sort of wasted.
Sherman. Sherman. I mean, but who do you get put on? Edelman? LaFell?
Probably LaFell.
Yeah.
Because of his height.
Yep. He's got speed.
Because he's, height and speed. You don't put him on Gronk because...
Well, no.
Cam Chancellor and
Chancellor's Earl Thomas. Chancellor's going to have that responsibility.
Yeah. If somebody doesn't hit Gronk on the line, big trouble. They're going to be in big trouble.
Square, like solid, too. You can't throw one of his shoulders. Yeah, he's going to make you look foolish.
There is a lot. See, this is the other part of this. What game do the Patriots have to play tomorrow? So let's think about this. Can they... Well, they go into Indianapolis this year and...
Air it out.
And Jonas Gray gets four touchdowns, 230 yards rushing because, sure, why not?
Yeah.
But does Tom Brady...
And that was the last thing he did.
Yeah, and then the last thing he did was miss meeting.
Yeah,
there was word though that he had actually gotten hurt in practice, and he'd shown up on the injury report. But you know what? When Blunt came back right after that,
and I'm
loving that Blunt kid. So
yeah, you give the Patriots the lead and start handing the ball to Blunt. Yeah, it's a wrap.
Yeah, and see, this is where like the if you are Seattle, the way that you play offense is. You run read option, you use Marshawn Lynch, and Russell Wilson doesn't lose the game for you for the first three quarters.
Yep.
That's how you play.
Yeah, and he's got to be mobile.
He has to be able to move.
The only way they're gonna burn the Patriots. Listen,
at 5'11", at 5'11", you're not doing jack from inside the pocket.
They let him to the outside, and Seahawks are going to steal quite a few first downs.
Yes. Now
that will ultimately end up in field goals.
But with these two Joe Schmoes in Boston, we know that. Nobody has any idea what the Patriots are going to do tomorrow. Nobody has a clue.
Nobody
except for the New England Patriots. No, because it can be the Tom Brady for 400 yards and six touchdowns day.
Yeah.
It could be Gronkowski goes for 200 yards because they figured out something that they can do with Cam Chancellor. Yeah. It could be Jonas Gray.
I think it's going to be all of the above. The Patriots pull out all the stops. There's no stopping the Patriots. Tonight.
There's no practice on Monday.
No. No, there's not. They're going to leave it all on the field, and so is Seattle. I'm not taking away anything. Again, I can't stress enough of my fandom and desire for the Seattle to win. Don't express my certainty of a Patriots victory taking away anything from Seattle. Sure. It's just the way it's going to happen. You're not going to stop them from getting their fourth Super Bowl.
Fourth
Super Bowl.
My goodness.
And it's not even at the end of either one of their paths.
And so my next question, we've talked about Balghazi. We've talked about the game. We have our predictions in. We both think it's a pretty comfortable Patriots victory. Let's be the first people to talk about the 2015-2016 NFL season.
Expect the Dolphins to make a jump. Okay. Let's be clear about that.
All right.
I believe that they have a good shot at winning the East. That's all I got.
Really?
But the Seahawks will once again be there next year.
Okay,
I don't see, maybe Green Bay, but again, you're going to see Seattle in the NFC Championship game. Okay. You're going to see the Patriots in the AFC Championship game.
My God, man, right?
And that's what I'm saying. This isn't the end. That's the thing. This is not the end.
No.
It's not the end for Brady. It's not the end for Belichick. Certainly not the end of Seattle.
No.
Neither team is going to get worse. I'll put it to you that way.
I'm curious to see how Seattle handles their offseason, okay? Because that's going to be a big one. Seattle's got to handle what's going on at home.
Yeah, they have some things that they need to take care of.
The next thing is I think that Dimitrioff or whatever in Atlanta, I think that he's sitting on his hands right now, hasn't hired a head coach because I think he wants Josh McDaniel. I don't think
he wants to go anywhere.
You know what? He said he wants to be a head coach again.
But do you think he waits? Do you think he waits for Belichick? Do you think he wants the Patriots organization?
Oh, well, I will. Yes.
He's comfortable.
Oh, sure,
he gets
sure,
paid
sure.
properly. He's on a winning organization. He's still young.
Oh,
to say he doesn't wait another few years and takes over Belichick's job?
I don't disagree with you at all.
That's what I would do if I was him.
Well, it depends on, you know what?
Your family's here. You're comfortable here.
Trust me when I tell you, right, there is no more arrogant, ego-driven
than a group, coach.
Yeah, than coaches, man. So
Coach Krause?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's, I have intimate knowledge of their terrible
You and your
egos.
Coach's breakfast?
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yes,
was it good?
We're having it tomorrow, yes. Coach's breakfast you? Tomorrow, yeah. And then we begin preparations for the Rhode Island All-Star football.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be
I'll be a water boy.
Hey, deflate our footballs for us.
Never.
And with that, Eric and I want to wish you a very happy and exciting Super Bowl
be
Sunday.
Be safe. Don't drink and drive.
Be sober or get pulled over.
Yo, and I wish I could have taken a pick. I probably would have gotten into an accident. I'm driving on 95.
Do your job.
God damn, I love New England. This is my home.
Mm-hmm.
Big billboard. You know, we got the electronic billboards for the Amber Alerts and traffic alerts right there in the middle of the highway. And in big, bright letters, it says, do your job. Drive sober.
With
S-O-B-A-H.
Yeah.
Fucking love New England, man. That made my day.
It did. Mine too, man.
Drive sober.
Yeah. So, yeah, seriously, everybody, enjoy your parties. Enjoy your friends. Rule number one is never watch the football when you watch the game because the line tells you everything you need to know.
Absolutely.
Always hit Eric and I up at Eric and Ted ICS on Twitter.
Make sure you catch up with us next week for our Super Bowl recap. And then we get to talk about pitches and catches
and a lot
of hockey.
Wait.
We've been waiting to have a lot of hockey talk for a while now, and it's coming.
Yeah, and you guys are all going to have to help us out with something. Eric and I are going to make a push for terrestrial radio and satellite radio to have a real show.
Yeah.
And we're going to need help from you guys going across the next couple of months.
Absolutely. So go to iTunes. Search Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social. Subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Get those alerts.
Yes, and our RSS feed is where it comes from. Also, make sure you hit us up on our website, ericandted.com, and on facebook.com/ericandted. Anything you want to say before we close out for Super Bowl Sunday?
Nah, just everybody have fun and be safe, and thanks for listening.
Go Pats.
All right. Go Seattle.
Shake my hand.